From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It's likely the most valuable treasure ever recovered from a shipwreck. And the question is, which shipwreck is it from? Almost 2 months ago, a marine exploration company in Florida announced that it had recovered 17 tons of silver coins from a wreck in the Atlantic. Odyssey Marine has not said much more about it, but others have filed claims saying the shipwreck and the treasure rightfully belong to Spain. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen reports on the legal battle and the company at the center of it.
At Odyssey Marine's headquarters in Tampa, one of the first things you learn is they don't like to be called treasure hunters. The preferred term is marine exploration. It just happens to involve shipwrecks, especially high-value shipwrecks, those carrying silver, gold, or jewels. It's a company that relies on historical research, technology, and secrecy.
The only thing that we're saying right now is that we've really recovered about 500,000 coins and a number of artifacts that are from the colonial period, and they were in the Atlantic Ocean. And that's about it.
Greg Stem is one of the founders of Odyssey Marine. He's a former marine biologist and advertising executive who 20 years ago got into this business full time. After a series of small finds, 4 years ago, Odyssey Marine discovered the SS Republic, a Civil War era ship that yielded $75 million in silver and gold, plus some 14,000 other artifacts. But this latest find, a shipwreck the company has codenamed Black Swan, far surpasses that. One expert has valued the treasure found so far at more than $500 million. The company announced the find in May only after it had unloaded the silver coins in Gibraltar and had flown them to Tampa. Stem says there are a couple of reasons for the secrecy. One, to prevent unscrupulous salvage operators from looting the site, and two, because Odyssey Marine is still researching it.
And I can tell you that as of today, I don't know what shipwreck it is, and so I doubt that anybody else would know.
That hasn't satisfied the government of Spain. It's filed a claim against the Black Swan and is pressing for answers. Spain's Minister of Culture has even threatened to use that country's navy to intercept and search Odyssey Marine ships when they leave Gibraltar. And Spain has retained Jim Gould, a lawyer who successfully represented Spain in other admiralty cases, including the Juno and La Galga, two Spanish warships found by a salvage company in 1998. U.S. courts ultimately ruled that the ships and any treasure they contained belonged to Spain, not to the salvage company. Gould says that well-established principle, called sovereign immunity, is one that's backed up by the U.S. government.
The U.S. has a lot of Navy and other ships that have sunk around the world, and the idea that then they just are finders, keepers, and anyone can take U.S. government property just by looking around in the water and then pulling it up without authorization, that just doesn't work, and that's not what the courts say.
We won't typically go start work on a shipwreck if we think that that ship would be subject to sovereign immunity.
Greg Stem won't talk about what shipwreck Odyssey Marine was looking for when it found the Black Swan, what part of the Atlantic Ocean it was in, or even what nation minted the silver coins found at the site. In Britain, there's widespread speculation that the ship is the Merchant Royal, a 17th century British merchant ship carrying Spanish silver and gold that went down off the coast of Cornwall. Odyssey Marine ships were known to be working in that area over the last 2 years, and the company says right now it can neither confirm nor deny whether this find is indeed from the Merchant Royal.
People are fascinated by shipwrecks.
Roger Kurtz is the former head of marketing for Disney, who now runs Odyssey Marine's attractions division. The company recently opened an exhibit of shipwrecks at Tampa's Museum of Science and Industry. In the gift shop, there are shipwreck t-shirts and toys for sale, but also high-quality reproductions and original artifacts from the SS Republic, from coins to glassware.
Once people learn the story, and that's very important, once people learn the story of the Republic, then they become fascinated with what they might be able to collect.
That part of the marine exploration business, selling bits of history, makes some in the field uncomfortable.
I think we really need to look at the question of who owns the past and what's appropriate with the past.
James Delgado is the head of the Institute of Nautical Archaeology, an educational and scientific group that has explored dozens of historical shipwrecks over the last 30 years using many of the same techniques employed by Odyssey Marine. Delgado has the highest regard for Odyssey Marine's methodology and professionalism. Where he and other academics part ways with the company is over their practice of selling some of the artifacts they bring up. In Delgado's words, turning history into a commodity.
If all shipwrecks are viewed merely as a commodity and the source of potential treasure, they're the only archaeological resource in the world that would be hit in this way and taken apart where we wouldn't tolerate that on land. Indian sites in the United States are not legally excavated in this fashion, nor are sites in Greece or Rome.
These are the religious items, religious artifacts from the Republic that that we think were going to the Diocese of New Orleans.
We're in the lab at Odyssey Marine, the place where artifacts are cleaned, conserved, and sometimes prepared for sale. John Opperman is director of archaeology and conservation.
These are mostly all ceramics, so they had to go through a period of conservation treatment where we leached some of the salt out.
They're crucifixes, holy water fonts, Madonna candle holders, and porcelain angels. And these are not for sale. Because of their limited number, Odyssey Marine won't sell the originals, but does sell replicas. At Odyssey Marine, along with conservation, Opperman also directs research, helping determine which shipwrecks the company searches for and hopefully excavates. Ownership is a key point. The company only looks in international waters for wrecks where its claim is likely to stand up legally. The other limitation is technology. Opperman says as of now, Odyssey Marine can only recover artifacts from wrecks no deeper than 10,000 feet down.
But we are doing research on wrecks that are below that level, wrecks that we wouldn't get to, obviously, in 2007, but we really, really have a good shot to get in 2008 and 2009 as the technology changes.
And Odyssey Marine is not alone. Although it's the only publicly owned company of its kind, other marine salvage companies in Florida and around the world are using side-scan sonar and deep-water robots to conduct similar searches. Greg Stem says it's only a matter of time before the sea yields up centuries of secrets.
In my lifetime, and I don't know if it's going to be 20, 30, or 50 years, I believe we will have mapped the entire ocean bottom. We're going to know where every shipwreck is, just as we know in the state of Florida where every old car wreck is. I mean, you know, there's going to be a map that shows where every piece of cultural heritage is on the bottom of the ocean.
In this regard, Stem agrees with James Delgado of the Institute of Nautical Archaeology. Both men would like to see the creation of an international registry of shipwrecks, a repository of information that would document important historic sites before they're lost forever. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.